Good morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. It is a Tuesday morning. It's dry out there, Alan. There right now is a drought watch in New York, but the whole region has a hunger for water. And the governor is warning that 90-degree temperatures around New York this week especially could push peak electricity demand to record highs. We could have low voltage or outages as a result.
No doubt about it. There already have been some outages in New York City. And we are looking at the prospects of more because it's going to be very hot and people have to really protect themselves. They have to stay hydrated. They have to be careful about their water usage and how much they're using. And it is one of those things that in the middle of the winter, we're thinking about, wouldn't it be nice if it's hot? Now there are people who are saying, boy, give me the good old winter.
And, you know, probably not good to water that lawn right now.
Well, I think that's right.
Let's go to, obviously, the political news of the day, which is the Democratic National Convention. As our Karen DeWitt reports, it's supposed to be Hillary Clinton's convention, but all the focus was on her primary challenger, Bernie Sanders, and his delegates on Monday, who continued to stew over WikiLeaks' release of DNC emails that showed favoritism to Clinton over Sanders. He really struggled to unify them in his speech.
Well, I do think that that's right. I think Bernie Sanders did exactly what he was supposed to. Look, history is watching. And if, in fact, Donald Trump were to be elected president of the United States and people laid that at Sanders' door, that wouldn't be good. But I also think, knowing him pretty well after having interviewed him so many times on the radio on the Congressional Corner, I know him well enough to know that this is a man who really understands his responsibility. And it would be horrendous, as far as he's concerned, if Trump becomes the president. Yet some of his followers don't seem to care the same way. They're very angry. They think that they were not treated well. Whether or not Wasserman Schultz was involved in all of this or not, they still would have been angry, believe me. So the question of consequences comes into play. Does a person who supported Bernie, who's furious about the way in which they were treated, turn around now and say, okay, I'm going to vote for Hillary and I don't care what the consequences are? Yes, I think that that's the real fear on the part of many people. I do believe most people will come around and say, you know, Trump is unacceptable if I'm a Democrat. But there will be those who just won't give it up. And that may cost them the election.
Let's go to some of the speeches last night that tended toward the more unifying in terms of the audience reaction. We had Senator Elizabeth Warren from Massachusetts.
Doing the same thing that Bernie is doing, calling for the unification of the party, saying she was going to work like crazy to elect Hillary Clinton, and she already has been showing that. And in some cases, there have been recriminations because she was one of the stars of the left of the party. But she's doing what she has to do in order to elect a Democrat. The real star, David, of course, was Michelle Obama.
Yes, right where I was going to go.
Yes, and Michelle Obama put it into a personal perspective that really did allow people to understand what this is all about, her children. Talked about how the White House was built by slaves. Talked about what young people were going to be looking at as they grew up. Would you really want to be living in this is now Michelle Obama, in a Trump time for the next 4 or 8 years? In which those values were inculcated into our young people. And people were crying. I mean, there was no question about it. She made a tremendous impression. And most analysts are saying the best speech of her life.
Here's a headline from the Times. To Democrats, hack hints Trump has a new backer, Putin.
Well, you know what? We do think that there is strong evidence that it is the Russians who are doing the hacking. And we've not been just making that up this time. It's obviously been on many people's minds and analysts for a long time that the Russians are doing this. I believe the Chinese are doing some of the same themselves. I hate to think of whether we are, but in any case, they are. And if they are involving themselves in U.S. politics, and they do, in fact, as been accused, want Trump to be the president, one can only shrug their shoulders and ask, why is that? Now, we do know that both men have said admiring things about each other. Maybe there's something to that. But since this is all really speculation, one can't even begin to arrive at a conclusion.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Alan, thank you.
Thanks, David.